Okay, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac-Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac-Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-Parle Veteran Service Officer, as we do every Monday at this time. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good. Coming off a busy weekend and, back in the office, so.
How's the week looking? Going to be around this week? Are you there today, Columbus Day?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Does everybody open up at the courthouse on Columbus Day?
We are. Okay. Instead of taking Columbus Day off, we take off the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Because I know the post office and a few other places are out of operation today. For Columbus Day. So, anyway, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Everett P. Conrad. Everett was born on November 7th, 1901 in Waukon, South Dakota, and passed away on June 7th, 1984. You would think he was born in 1901, he'd be a World War I veteran. You know, be a little young, but no, actually he served during World War II. He entered active duty on November 4th, 1942, Fort Snelling in the United States Army. At 40 years old, he enlisted.
Wow, that's up there.
I'm 37 right now, and I can't imagine going through basic training again.
At the age of 40?
Yeah. And he was honorably discharged 10 months later on September 23rd, 1943, at Camp Crowder, Missouri. He was a construction carpenter with a casual detachment of Service Command Unit 1753. He was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle. So we thank you, Everett, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to our vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. Well, today we're going to talk about end of the fiscal year. Hospital star rating shows an improvement in quality for the medical centers run by the VA. So tell us about that.
Yeah, there was an October 3rd press release on the VA's website, va.gov, discussed the overall rating of all U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs healthcare facilities. And once again, St. Cloud VA healthcare system, the one where over 50% of Lac-Parle County veterans are enrolled in, received a 5-star rating, the highest rating available.
That's great.
And Minneapolis, Sioux Falls, and Fargo VA healthcare systems all received 4-star ratings, but they all had gradual improvements over the previous year. So as part of the Veterans Affairs efforts to remain transparent and hold VA facilities accountable, VA released end of fiscal year 2018 hospital star ratings, which evaluate the benchmark quality of care delivery at VA medical centers across the nation. The star rating designation is designed to help VA identify best practices of its top-performing hospitals and share them across VA healthcare systems to achieve system-wide improvements. Compared with data from the same period a year ago, the release of VA's strategic analytics for improvement and learning, SAIL, as an acronym, report shows 66% of VA medical centers have improved in overall quality in the third quarter, with the largest gains seen in areas where the VA-wide improvement initiatives, such as mortality, length of stay, and avoidable adverse events. 6 VA medical centers experienced a decrease in quality, and improvement activities are underway at each of those facilities. Thankfully, none of them are around here. Yeah. Additionally, of the medical centers placed under the Strategic Action for Transformation Program, or STAT, an initiative that monitors high-risk medical centers and mobilizes resources to assist them, 8 are no longer considered high-risk, and 80%, 12 of the medical centers, show measurable improvements since being placed under STAT in January of this year. According to Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie, there's no doubt that there's still plenty of work to do, but he's proud of the employees who work tirelessly to move VA in the right direction for veterans and the taxpayers. The full list of VA healthcare systems and their star ratings can be found on a website that'll be listed in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard. It's kind of long and complicated to mention it on the radio.
Right, so they can call your
Collier, yes. Check the Garden.
Yes.
Yes.
And, of course, you can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you happen to have that number?
I do. You left it out for me. Thank you.
I did.
It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will be in and out of the office this week for a few meetings, but so it might behoove you to call ahead, see if I'll be around when you want to
set up
in.
An appointment and make sure you're there.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, Josh. Well, thanks for the info, and we'll catch you again next Monday morning.
Speaking of info and VA medical centers, the St. Cloud VA healthcare system will be in town on November 1st, from 4 to 7 at the Madison Public Library. We'll be doing a enrollment workshop. So if you've got questions about VA healthcare, you're not enrolled and interested in come on over. It's 4 to 7 on November 1st, and I'll make sure and get you an announcement as soon as possible.
And we'll be announcing again, too, there are more flu shot clinics coming up in the not-too-distant future, too. And
some October 22nd, not this Monday, not next Monday, but the Monday after.
Right. And that's just a walk-in basis over in Montevideo.
Yep, from 9 a.m. to 1. But if you have an appointment in between then and now, I'm sure they'll give you one.
Yep, doesn't take that long.
Nope, I've got an appointment on the 16th, so I'll be getting my flu shot then.
I got mine, so that was the first time I ever got one.
Yep, they say it's beneficial. It, it's... You should get them after the age of 65, which I know you are.
Yeah, we'll top that by one.
And under the age of 5, I know those are the most high risk.
That's
people
how I act.
For the flu shot.
Yeah, but so I've been told.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me that. I've known you for 9 years, 10 years.
You got that figured out, don't you?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
We'll see you again next Monday morning. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning. Here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here, for Vets Info on the Air.